Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Fight the Good Fight for Joy by Mark Altrock. Read by Jason Brown. Today's Bible verse is from Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Christians should be marked by joy. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. If knowing Jesus doesn't bring us a deeper joy than those who don't know Him, what's the point? This doesn't mean Christians don't suffer and experience depression, discouragement, sadness, and grief. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6:10 that he was sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. So somehow, even in the throes of sorrow, Paul had joy. Jesus promised us joy. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. John 15:11. Ultimately, our fullness of joy will be in heaven, but Jesus wants us to know His joy now. Believers begin to produce the fruit of the Spirit in this life, and one of those fruits is joy. Psalm 16:11 says, "In your presence there is fullness of joy. Though fullness of joy awaits us in heaven, we begin to taste that joy in this life." So how do we experience Christ's joy now? As John Piper says, it's a fight, part of the good fight of faith. Here are some ways to fight. Realize that all lasting joy is found in Christ. Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. When we look to anything else but Jesus for lasting joy, we'll come up empty. Abide in Christ. Seek Him, walk with Him, rest in Him, trust in Him. In John 15:9 through 11, Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." Take in God's word. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart." God's word is a conduit of His joy to us. As we continue to take it in, believe and obey it, it becomes a joy and delight. His promises give us hope and make us glad. Thank Him and praise Him for as much as you can. Thank Him for spiritual blessings and material blessings. A thankful heart is a joyful heart. Ask Jesus for joy. As David prayed in Psalm 51:12, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." Contemplate your salvation and heaven to come. In Luke 10:20, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Tell yourself to hope in God. David took himself by the collar and shook himself in Psalm 42, 5-6, and said, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God." Jesus came for our joy. And sometimes it's not easy to experience, but if we continue to abide in Christ, it will be worth it. No one in heaven will say it wasn't worth going through what they went through on earth. So don't give up. Keep fighting the good fight.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.